It's Friday, the 4th of October, and with your 7am news bulletin, I'm Leonard Vidbian. The National Petroleum Corporation has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with global energy technology firm SLB. The partnership aims to strengthen collaboration in the energy sector, focusing on sustainability, decarbonization, and exploring new energy opportunities. Paulo Coelho, NAMCOR's Manager of Marketing, Communications, and Public Relations.
Both companies are going to work together to advocate for sustainable energies in Namibia. This MOU marks a greater step in our relationship towards building stronger partnerships with international players, and we're excited to see the fruits of the seeds planted. Our collaboration with SLB will play a key role in the sustainable development of Namibia's energy resources, including recent oil discoveries, which marks an exciting era for our upstream sector.
NAMDAB held a Pathways to Care workshop in Oranjemund, uniting various stakeholders, including government ministries, to tackle gender-based violence in the Karas region. The workshop focused on understanding the scope of GBV, mapping existing services and gaps for survivors and perpetrators, as well as to create a roadmap to enhance multi-sectoral referral pathway for GBV interventions. Head of Corporate Affairs and Sustainable Impact at NAMDAB, Pauline Thomas-Kahupi.
We recognize that our employees, business partners and their families are more than just our workforce. They are part of the doorstep community of Oranjemund. We therefore have a profound responsibility to raise awareness on GBV in our communities, ensuring that everyone feels safe and supported.
To South Africa, Action SA is calling for the arrest of Justice and Constitutional Development Minister Thembi Simelane over the VBS Mutual Bank scandal. The party filed criminal charges against Simelane this week, alleging she violated the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act and committed forgery. This is in regards to a 575,600 rand loan from Gundo Wealth Solutions, allegedly used to buy a coffee shop. Action SA's Malebo Kobe claims documents were forged to legitimize this unlawful transaction.
So what we are doing is that some process must be expedited, and we are doing what we can on our bit to ensure that the cops start the investigation so long. But we will be advancing the issue on various platforms. And once we have any thread of information, I can guarantee you that we will continue to drive this matter to its closure.
A tragic boat accident occurred on Lake Kivu in the eastern DRC on Thursday, with a vessel carrying 278 passengers capsizing and sinking. Deutsche Welle reports that the South Kivu governor Jean-Jacques Purusi reported that 78 people have been confirmed dead so far, as quoted by both Reuters and the Associated Press. Rescue efforts are ongoing, but the full extent of the disaster remains unclear. Purusi indicated that more details on the situation will be available as authorities work to provide updates on those still missing. The cause of the accident has not yet been confirmed. United Nations Security Council members have all committed their full support to Secretary General Antonio Guterres. This after the Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz deemed the UN chief persona non grata following his statement on the Iran missile attack on Israel. Jody Jacobs is there for us and now reports.
One after the other, UN Security Council members pledged their full support for the Secretary General, with the Russian ambassador saying Israel's actions are outrageous.
I think that the Council should address the issue and should call on Israel to revoke.
No decision has yet been taken on how to address the matter within the council. The Secretary General's spokesperson told reporters that the actions by Israel is another attack on UN staff that they've seen from the government of Israel since the start of the conflict. Antonio Guterres himself didn't respond to a question about the ban. He has, however, demanded a halt to the escalation of, quote, tit-for-tat violence that he warns is leading the people in the Middle East straight over the cliff. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.